He's our voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dr. Brown, I have to confess, it kind of feels like a little deja vu from our conversation last week, except instead of video games, today we're talking about social media a little bit. You ready?
Ready.
I don't know. Maybe they just have started to catch on to our conversations weekly. So last week, if you missed the conversation, first of all, Dr. Brown is a gamer. Who knew? That was like the biggest news on WICC.
That was the big news. It's like it's the headline.
The amount of people I got emails from about that, I had no idea. I'm like, it's not a big deal. The guy's got to do something in his free time. You know, it's okay.
I'm sitting in my office and have like video games going.
Right? It was a big deal though. Everyone was like, wow, he's like a world traveler with his wife and he plays video games. I'm like, it sounds like a great life to me, but what do I know? So we talked about video games and the impact it could have certainly on youth. This morning I'm reading that social media platforms are, quote, not inherently suitable for youth. That's what top psychologists are saying, and tech companies and lawmakers need to do more to protect our kids' mental health. This is coming from the American Psychological Association, saying this week that endless scrolling and push notifications are particularly risky for young people whose brains are still developing. Your comments, Dr. Brown.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, I love this topic. I do.
I had a feeling.
I really do. And listen, and again, it comes back to similar to what we talked about last week. It comes down to social interactions. And if you are, and children are, there's so many pieces there that we can talk about. You know, children are influenced by their surrounding. Their brains are developing. As their brains develop, we can guide, we as sort of parents and family and friends, we can help develop their brain function. But if we allow other devices to develop their brain function, then yeah, there's a huge risk associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where if you think about sort of everything that we have, and again, I don't mean to pick too much on media, considering there's no great people like you that are in it. But I mean, when we talk about media, you know, there's that confusion between opinion and fact.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a child who's completely grown up, you know, in the TikTok age where they think that everything is real. I mean, sometimes I've looked at some of these Twitter feeds, and I don't actually have Facebook, but a Twitter feed.
Me neither. It's okay.
Or a LinkedIn, which is more professional, looked at it and read it, like, wow, that's really interesting, you know. And then I've been fooled. I'm like, wait, that's not true.
Yeah, right.
And
it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. And you're like, oh, that makes sense. But then you're like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, now that our world has become, you know, opinion is now sometimes seen as fact, or people can't distinguish between opinion and fact on the 24-hour news cycle, it's a big issue. So I'm not surprised that children can't distinguish between what is real and what is not. What is, you know, are people actually doing what they're, you know, say they're doing or see they're doing, or is it not? And that could lead to a lot of issues, a lot of, you know, dangerous behaviors by children because they think, oh, that's completely real. You know?
Mm, yeah, I know. And that's the thing. I mean, even for adults, though, Dr. Brown, like, it's interesting. This obviously looks at youth because their brains are developing. I totally get that. But I mean, you talk about master manipulation. I have literally seen people change, and not just because of social media, but because of the news sources that they want to follow, completely change as people, and even, you know, going from open-mindedness to closed-minded, and I get it. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of pain, I think. There's a lot of you know, moments where you're being triggered. So I get that, and we have such an influx of information coming at us. But I do think it'll be interesting. My husband and I talk about this all the time, you know, whether you're somebody who loves to watch, you know, one network news that leans left and one network news that leans right. I'm waiting, you know, 20, 30 years down the road for studies to see how opinioned news that is really geared towards one direction, how it has manipulated the brain. I'm really fascinated by that, because here's the thing, not politics, you know, put politics aside, because that's what I stand by. I do not watch network news. I'll watch Good Morning America in the background maybe, but I do not watch network news. I only do local, and even then I have to research it to just make sure we're on the same page. I tell my listeners all the time, do not watch network stuff. And if you're going to, even then I would check your facts, because they're being paid by advertisers who lean a certain political way. Not always, but a lot of the times. And so, it'll be interesting. To me, I'd love to study the brain years down the road to see the effects of how media is even portrayed.
Absolutely.
Because it's different. Even television news is different.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think if I was a parent in this day and age, you know, it's funny because even in your day and age, it was always like, well, you know, why don't you read a book? I mean,
that was the answer. Go look it up in the dictionary or go read a book. That's all I was told. Yeah.
It's actually interesting because that advice is not that bad, because you think about it. I mean, there's two things. One is that it enhances your ability to read,
right,
you know, which is and comprehend what it is.
Right.
But it also gives you a full story. So mm-hmm. I actually would even transition this. And this is, again, my opinion. You know, not only I mean, I think reading books are great, but I mean, even an audiobook,
yes,
to have a story that's not, you know, and if that's a story that's told to you that's, you know, longer than 2 hours,
because mm-hmm.
that's the max we get. What, 2, maybe 3 hours on a, if it's a Lord of the Rings trilogy or something.
Right, right. It's a good point. Yeah.
So having that opportunity to say that's it. And then the other piece is that I think, just like you said, it's about point and counterpoint. It's about, you know, being able to read something, kind of spend a little time understanding that, look at the opposite point and say, hey, you know, this doesn't make sense, or what do other people say? That's always important. And then I got to tell you, the best times in my life, and I think if you think back, probably yours, was when, you know, I was sitting down with friends and we'd have these in-depth conversations.
Oh, you mean without a phone there? That's
without
crazy.
Without a phone, without
happen?
A TV.
Yes, Dr. Brown. Yes.
It happens every once in a while. You're camping, no alcohol, you know. I could tell you, those were the best times, and those are the points that actually allow your brain to develop. And mm-hmm. that's sort of what makes us sort of well-rounded adults. And I think, you know, this is what we need to encourage. Again, I'm not against social media, I'm not against gaming, I'm not against, you know, television, movies. I just, you know, I think it's all a balance.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have that. And I was lucky to have my parents there sort of to explain things and, you know, kind of be part of it and, mm-hmm. you know, impart some of their logic, you know, not that I always agree with it, but at least I heard their counter opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Dr. Brown is here. We're going to get off social media and turn over to seafood. Apparently, people who eat a lot of seafood may be at a higher risk of exposure to so-called forever chemicals, aka PFAS. This new study was published last week in the journal Exposure and Health. It was testing several species in a New Hampshire seafood market, which is, you know, relatively close. It's right here in New England, and we do get a lot of our seafood sometimes, obviously in-state, but our surrounding states in New England. It found very high levels of these toxic chemicals in shrimp and lobster. The chemicals can come in several sources, including industrial discharge, firefighting foam, and various household products. But this one is a concern, Dr. Brown, because we have a lot of seafood lovers here in Connecticut. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely is a concern. You know, this is always a concern with pollution, because, you know, when there is pollution, a lot of the animals around us adapt, and then we just end up harming ourselves. And this is just another example of that. The problem is that, and I'm not surprised, the animals, the fish that live longer, the animals that feed off the bottom mm-hmm. are going to be the ones that are at higher risk of developing these or picking up these type of chemicals. And they do have a tendency to concentrate them. I'm surprised they didn't talk a little bit more about, and this is from Dartmouth. This is actually a good study. As we always like to talk about, you know, is this good? The concern is that, you know, what are we seeing? If we're seeing this in, you know, cod, bigger fish, haddock, bigger fish, lobsters, which are, you know, that end up lobsters that and shrimp and tuna that actually are more focused on the bottom feeding, not tuna, but, you know, shrimp and lobsters.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the ones that are going to have a tendency to concentrate. The bigger concern is going to be shellfish. because they're filter feeders. Mm-hmm. So they filter feed and then they end up picking up the chemicals. It is concerning. So this is unfortunately what we, you know, again, my general recommendation is that in moderation. I wouldn't stop it because you're getting, unfortunately, you're getting this chemical in a lot of different things. Unfortunately, this chemical is a forever chemical. So it actually, once something gets exposed, it's pretty much exposed. So any water that's currently in our area in the valley, that water is contaminated with very similar PFAS. So there is always in PVPs, these things last forever. They contaminate the fish. They contaminate the soil. They're less likely to get into other things. But again, you need to be careful of any red meats or even seafood.
Wow.
And what I would say is, listen, our bodies are designed to filter out things. Are designed to deal with certain aspects of it. But that's why a nutrition that leads to moderation mm-hmm. is important.
Well, and I think the other thing too, Dr. Brown, like we talked about with the oysters or what were we concerned about last summer?
Yeah. Oysters with Vibrio.
Vibrio, correct. But with that comes down to how we're farming them and everything and how mm-hmm. clean we are with contamination and all that. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, for example, the seafood you just mentioned, there's really nothing even farmers can do, right? I mean, they're there. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of the concerning things. I mean, I know we've tried to clean the rivers and especially in our areas, but mm-hmm. there's just things that are not going to come out. I mean, I'm not a toxicologist, but the half-life is really long, hundreds of years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's important, again, that we know, and like you said, eating in moderation, maybe not making this your main food group.
I mean, I think, as I said, I would sort of continue to balance your diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important to balance your diet. But again, you need to be careful about sort of where you're getting your stuff from. There's certain things that certain animals, certain creatures that will concentrate different types of chemicals.
Yeah. That's very true. Well, Dr. Brown, I appreciate you covering these things. I know we have more health news, but we can tackle it the next time you come on. And thankfully,
absolutely.
That'll be next week.
Very much. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Dr. Brown, thank you. And we will talk next Thursday right here on WICC.